Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. On today's special program, I will share with you part two of my two-part radio broadcast series on anti-aging secrets. When God created humankind, He intended for us to enjoy perfect health and live forever. But when sin entered the world, we began to age. On today's concluding program of this two-part series, I will explain how to improve your health and longevity in this world and prepare your heart for the eternal life ahead.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl discusses vital topics important to your health and longevity.
I'd like to give you a recipe that is an anti-aging smoothie. So write this recipe down, and this will help you keep your intracellular water and keep you younger and healthier and increasing your longevity. Now, this delicious smoothie recipe contains healthy ingredients that provides the nutrients your body needs to build strong cell membranes and help protect them from damage, thus aiding in the retention of intracellular water. I call this my anti-aging smoothie recipe. Now, here it is. Write it down. 1/2 cup of pomegranate juice. Now, the pomegranate juice should be unsweetened. 1/2 cup of soy milk. 1/2 cup of blueberries, and these could be fresh blueberries or unsweetened frozen blueberries. 1 tablespoon of soy lecithin granules. 1 tablespoon of ground flaxseed. Now, that's not just flaxseed. That is flaxseed that has been ground. You have to ground the flaxseed so that you can release those essential fatty acids, those omega-3 fatty acids for your body. Then you add 2 tablespoons of dried goji berries. These are one of the most nutrient-dense berries on the face of the earth. Then you can add 3 or 4 ice cubes. This is optional, or 1/2 cup of crushed ice if you want it to make a cool beverage. And instead of sugar, we're going to use stevia extract powder. You can find stevia extract powder or stevia powder in your health food store and even in grocery stores today. Place all these in a blender, and then you liquefy them, and this should make enough of this anti-aging smoothie for 2 servings. I want you to note that pomegranate juice, blueberries, and goji berries contain natural antioxidants that may help protect cell membranes against free radical damage. Now, the soy milk in this recipe provides a plant-based source of protein that does not promote inflammation. The protein in soy milk also provides all the essential amino acids that's needed to build strong cell membranes. Now, the other ingredient that's said to put in this recipe is soy lecithin granules, and you can find that at your local health food store. Now, the soy lecithin granules are a plant-based source of lecithin, an important constituent found in all cell membranes. Ground flaxseed provides a plant-based source of omega-3 fatty acids, and omega-3 fatty acids are an important structural component of cell membranes and needed for cells to function normally. And the other thing is that omega-3 fatty acids help to reduce inflammation and protect cells by forming part of the cell membrane. Now, I'd like to talk to you about blue zones and the different cultures in the world, these cultures of longevity. Now, the term blue zone first appeared internationally as a concept in the November 2005 issue of National Geographic magazine. It was actually the cover story of that issue, called The Secrets of Living Longer by Dan Buettner. Dan Buettner is often referred to as National Geographic's explorer of longevity. Buettner identified three geographic areas of the world where people live the longest: Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, and Loma Linda, California. After the magazine's publication, he later discovered two additional blue zones, Ikaria, Greece, and Nicoya, Costa Rica. His research offers explanations based on empirical data and firsthand observations as to why these people live healthier and longer lives. Residents of the blue zones produce a higher rate of centenarians, suffer a fraction of the diseases that commonly kill people in other parts of the developing world, and enjoy more healthy years of life. When comparing the people of the different blue zones, we discover some shared, common lifestyle characteristics that contribute to their extraordinary health and longevity. Some of the key shared characteristics include no smoking, the importance of family, regular exercise, social engagement, engagement in spirituality or religion, moderate caloric intake, and a plant-based diet, which is either semi-vegetarian or vegetarian. Okay, now let's discuss some of the interesting facts and observations about several of these fascinating blue zones and these cultures of longevity. Ikaria, Greece. Now, this island in the Aegean Sea is located 8 miles off the coast of Turkey. It appears to have the highest percentage of 90-year-olds on the planet. Nearly one out of three of these people live into their 90s. Ikarians have about 20% lower rates of cancer, 50% lower rates of heart disease, and almost no dementia. The secret of this population's health and longevity is their healthy plant-based Mediterranean diet. Their traditional diet represents the type of diet eaten during the time of Jesus. Plenty of vegetables and potatoes, wild greens, legumes, especially garbanzo beans and lentils, some fruit, and the use of extra virgin olive oil as the primary source of fat. Greek extra virgin olive oil is considered by many experts as the finest quality in the world, and it is often made with varieties of olives that are the highest in polyphenol antioxidants. Smaller amounts of dairy and meat products are consumed with relatively small amounts of fish. Several Mediterranean herbs such as rosemary, marjoram, sage, and mint are used to make healthful herbal teas containing natural antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties. Now let's talk about Okinawa, Japan. Okinawa, Japan, the largest island in the subtropical archipelago, Okinawa is recognized to be the home of the world's longest living women. As a group, Okinawans are amongst the longest living people on Earth. They have 1/5 of the heart disease, 1/4 of the breast and prostate cancers, and less than half of the dementia seen in Americans of similar ages. They have a philosophy that everyone has an ikigai. Essentially, ikigai means a purpose for living or a reason to get up in the morning. It is believed that knowing or finding their purpose of being is a driving force that contributes to their health and longevity. In Okinawa, men are expected to live to about 84 and women are expected to live to almost 90. According to the book, The Blue Zone Solution, authored by Dan Buettner, the traditional Okinawan diet consisted mainly of plant foods with about 80% of calories coming from plant carbohydrates. They consume on average 7 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of grains per day, 2 servings of flavonoid-rich soy, typically in the form of tofu, are also part of the daily diet. Fruit consumption is minimal, and dairy and meat represents only about 3% of their calories. Dietary protein primarily comes from plant sources, although some fish is consumed. Now let's talk about Sardinia, Italy. Located in the mountainous highlands of an Italian island, there is a region known for having the world's highest concentration of centenarian men. Sardinian men keep active, Many of them are shepherds, so their daily outdoor physical activities, along with their work in tending sheep, constitute a lifestyle that contributes to less stress for men, which may contribute to reducing their risk of cardiovascular disease and increasing their longevity. Many of the Mediterranean foods that contribute to the longevity in the Icarian population also add to the long life of those living in Sardinia. In the Blue Zone region of Sardinia, studied by National Geographic, meat was eaten at most once a week. Most of their foods come from vegetables grown in their gardens. The typical staple food of the region include a type of flatbread made from high-protein durum wheat, tomatoes, almonds, barley, fava beans, and chickpeas, and the herbs fennel and milk thistle. Milk thistle is used to make an herbal tea and has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory benefits. It is believed that good genes also contribute to the longevity of Sardinians. Now let's look at the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica. Located in Central America, just 80 miles south of the Nicaraguan border, lies the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica, where residents have the world's lowest rates of middle-age mortality and the second highest concentration of male centenarians. Compared to Americans, residents in this part of Costa Rica have reduced rates of heart disease, many types of cancers, and diabetes. The people of the Nicoya Peninsula region have a diet that is low in calorie, low in fat, and is plant-based, living mostly on beans, corn tortillas, and tropical fruits. In addition to their healthy plant-based diet, the Costa Ricans have a strong faith community and a social network and get regular exercise, which are added factors in contributing to their health and longevity. We'll be right back with more of Health and Longevity after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word. healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
The next Blue Zone I'd like to talk about is Loma Linda, California. This is made up of a community of Seventh-day Adventist Christians. Considered the Blue Zone of America, Loma Linda is a busy urban community in Southern California where many residents live 10 years longer than the average American. With the highest concentration of Seventh-day Adventist Christians in the United States, these long-lived residents follow biblical principles of good health, avoiding tobacco, alcohol, and caffeine. Their diet excludes foods identified by the Bible as unclean, such as pork and shellfish. You can read about the unclean foods mentioned in the Bible in Leviticus 11 and in 20:25, and also in Deuteronomy 14:3-21. Many Seventh-day Adventists follow a vegetarian or vegan diet. This type of diet is consistent with the original biblical diet of fruits, nuts, grains, seeds, and vegetables as we see and read in Genesis 1:29. They consume beans and a variety of soy foods as healthy sources of plant proteins. Those Seventh-day Adventists that eat such a diet enjoy better health outcomes, decreased risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease, stroke, cancer, type 2 diabetes, and obesity, and increased longevity compared to their non-vegetarian Adventist counterparts, as well as the average American. Seventh-day Adventists have a strong commitment to their Christian faith, which includes weekly observance of the seventh-day Sabbath on Saturday for worship and rest, and you can read about that in Exodus 20:8-11. The Sabbath is a sanctuary in time. The Sabbath helps relieve stress by offering a weekly 24-hour period for mental, physical, and spiritual rest. The National Geographic Report mentions that Sabbath observance is a key factor in the Adventist group's increased health and longevity. Although it has not officially been identified as one of the Blue Zone regions, the Hunza Valley in the Hunza Valley of Pakistan, which is surrounded by the Himalayan Mountains and located in the extreme northern part of Pakistan, has long been recognized as home of another culture of longevity. For many years, the people of Hunza, referred to as Hunzacuts, have been described as the world's healthiest and longest-living people. Due to the geography and unique environment of the Hunza Valley, the people naturally live a very healthy lifestyle. Their healthy lifestyle characteristics are very similar to that of the long-lived Blue Zone populations that we just talked about. The people of Hunza get plenty of exercise. They drink plenty of pure water and eat primarily a vegetarian diet. Animal products account for only 1% of the total calories consumed in the Hunza diet. Whole grains included in the diet consist of barley, buckwheat, maize, millet, rice, and wheat. The Hunzas eat an abundance of organic fruits and vegetables. Also eat apricots every day, not only the fruit, but including the kernel inside. The Hunzas eat an abundance of organic fruits and vegetables. Vegetables in the Hunzacut diet include leafy greens, potatoes, carrots, turnips, squash, onions, and garlic. You don't have to live in a pristine paradise to have a healthy life and longevity. The uniqueness of the Loma Linda, California Blue Zone is that it illustrates the point that it is not necessary to live in a pristine, isolated region of the world in order to live a vibrant life of health, wellness, and longevity. Loma Linda is a modern city located near a major freeway with many of the modern cultural stresses that we face today in today's society in America. And yet, its inhabitants display a higher-than-average rate of health and longevity. The healthiest and longest-living citizens of Loma Linda eat a healthy vegetarian diet. They get regular exercise and avoid substances like alcohol, tobacco, and caffeine, spend quality time with their family, and are socially engaged and active in their Christian faith community. They attend church regularly and observe the seventh-day Sabbath. Their commitment to these and other lifestyle habits has led to their exceptional health and longevity. Now, we can establish our own Blue Zones in our own homes by adopting the Blue Zone lifestyle principles that we talked about today. By doing so, we can add years to our life and life to our years. Well, there are many things that we can do now to increase our likelihood of enjoying a long, healthy life. Eating a healthy plant-based diet, getting regular exercise, controlling stress, and abstaining from things that are harmful to our bodies are all key factors to achieve optimal health and longevity. The Bible tells us that we have the potential to live to be 120 years old. We find that in Genesis 6:3. And today, scientists have confirmed that mankind does indeed have the physical and genetic potential to live to be 120 years of age. However, the Bible gives us an even greater anti-aging secret. It tells us how to live forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We read that in the Bible in John 3:16. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. God promises us the greatest anti-aging secret of all, knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Those who commit their lives to Jesus Christ and accept him as their personal Lord and Savior will be with him forever in a place without death. The Bible tells us that the tree of life will be in God's eternal kingdom. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. In describing this miraculous tree of life, we read that on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2. In the new earth, God's people will return to the life-giving, anti-aging diet similar to that of the Garden of Eden. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:4. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you can live in perfect health, in an unimaginably beautiful and peaceful eternal home on the new earth with Jesus Christ Himself and all of God's children. Eyes has not seen, nor heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. More glorious than can even be imagined, you can enjoy eternal life in God's supreme heavenly paradise. Now that's the ultimate in anti-aging. Well, I hope you enjoyed our two-part series on anti-aging secrets. There's a lot of good information we hope you received and find it helpful so that you can learn how to live a longer and healthier life. This is Dr. John Westerdahl, and I am talking to you from my office right now in Southern California. And I wanted to talk to you about something new, that I do have a new website called longevityrdn.com. If you are in your home listening to this program and have a laptop computer, why don't you turn it on and you can go to my new website, longevityrdn.com. RDN stands for Registered Dietitian Nutritionist. I am a registered dietitian nutritionist and a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, specializing in the area of nutrition, lifestyle medicine, longevity, and anti-aging to help patients achieve optimal health and total wellness for the body, mind, and spirit. So if you happen to have a laptop, open it up. If you're not, if you want to write down this website so that you can visit it, it's Longevity. It's L-O-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y, like longevity. Longevity, and then R-D-N. R-D-N stands for Registered Dietitian Nutritionist, longevityrdn.com. Now, over the past several years, I've had many people that listen to our program every week contact me and see if I could do nutrition counseling with them, and have not been available because of my busy schedule with my other work and so forth in doing that. However, I am now making that available. With today's technology, I can counsel you from my office here in Southern California. If you happen to live in Southern California, I have a couple locations that I could meet with you at to do private nutrition counseling, and nutrition counseling focused in on lifestyle medicine, longevity, and anti-aging. I believe that there's great opportunities to actually improve your health, as we talked about these last 2 weeks, and add years to your life and life to your years through concepts of longevity nutrition and anti-aging nutrition. I can do that by telephone now, or through the computer online, where we could actually do counseling through telephone consultation and also through online counseling through your laptop computer right in your own home. So if you go to my website, it'll tell you how to get a hold of me. There's a phone number there, 805-722-7958, where you can call me and set up a phone consultation on health and longevity nutrition counseling. Or you can go to my website at longevityrdn.com, and there's a form on one of the pages there that you can make a request and then contact me, and I will follow up individually with you. One of the things on this website, whether you want nutrition counseling or not, it has a lot of great information on there. When you open up the website at longevityrdn.com, first page you'll see is you'll see some beautiful fruits and vegetables and whole grains, mentions nutrition, lifestyle medicine, longevity, and anti-aging, a little bit of my philosophy, and also some information, meet the practitioner tells you all about my background and experience as a registered dietitian nutritionist, health scientist, and health educator. I'm also board certified in anti-aging. I'm a board certified anti-aging health practitioner through the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. I'm also a fellow of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. I'm a master herbalist. I actually have an herbal medicine degree. Of course, I've been an author, lecturer, radio talk show host through this program, Health and Longevity. I'm also the former chairman of the Vegetarian Nutrition Dietetic Practice Group of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Now, on my website, you can go to the services page, and there's some great information on that page telling you about what I can do in nutrition counseling and lifestyle medicine. Well, lifestyle medicine is the form of medicine that doesn't use drugs necessarily. I can't prescribe drugs. That would be done by a physician. But you can treat many various chronic diseases and illnesses, diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and so forth, through lifestyle means, through good nutrition and exercise and positive psychology and spiritual wellness and things that can help you improve your overall health and well-being through lifestyle. And in many cases, this is more effective than using conventional medicine through drugs and surgeries and expensive medical treatments. And you can not only treat these diseases efficiently, but also reverse, in many cases, the potential of reversing many common diseases. And then there's one page on educational resources that has some great information there that you can link to different websites on nutrition, health, different aspects of fitness, recipes, links to some of my video lectures, lectures that I've given at different various places. So there's a lot of great resources on there that links to many great websites and sources to keep you up to date on the latest on health, longevity, nutrition, fitness, and healthy lifestyle. So if you happen to have a laptop, open it up. If you're not, if you want to write down this website so that you can visit it, it's longevity. It's L-O-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y, like longevity. Longevity, and then R-D-N. R-D-N stands for Registered Dietitian Nutritionist, longevityrdn.com.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's it for this week's program. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.